What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Fashion Consort News Bites is a unique, short-form podcast that features insights and perspectives on breaking news and current issues, all focused on the multifaceted business that is fashion. News Bites is produced by Fashion Consort and distributed in partnership with Fashion United, your trusted global network for fashion news, business intelligence, and jobs. Visit fashionunited.com for more information. And now, your host, Joshua Williams.
In this episode, part of our monthly brand feature series, we learn about the IOU project, founded by Kavita Parmar, whose focus is on craft and heritage, finding ways to stay true to the past, but scale for the future. Each month on News Bites, we feature a fashion brand that approaches business differently and innovatively, or operates outside of the main fashion systems and capitals. I'm with Sass Brown, an expert in ethical fashion, sustainability, and craftsmanship. She is the former Dean of Art and Design at the Fashion Institute of Technology and the founding Dean at Dubai Institute of Design and Innovation. Hello, Sass. Welcome back. And who are we going to feature this month?
The IOU Project.
The IOU Project. I know they're based in Madrid, Spain. Can you tell us a little bit about them and their founder?
Absolutely. The founder is Kavita Parmar. She works predominantly with hand-loomed Madras cotton out of India. If you're familiar with Madras cotton, it's quite distinct. They're often candy-coloured checks, and they're quite different from weaver to weaver. Each one is quite unique. And so what she does, she works with locally grown cotton from that region that is then hand-woven. So we're talking about a fabric that has literally no carbon footprint to begin with. But moreover, she really honours the makers, whether it's the maker of the garment or the weaver of the fabric, as a truly vital component of her value chain of the garment. And as equal in terms of standing as the designer or the customer. So it's a very flat, democratic program or company, if you like. It's not hierarchical where the designer's at the top and the maker's at the bottom. And so the website is fabulous. First of all, it's beautiful. It's very visually presented. And it features each of the garments, the makers of the garment. So you can dig into each garment and see who the weaver was. You can read a little bit about them. You can see who the maker was, the producer of the garment manufacturer. Maybe watch a video. She specializes in small little workshops in Portugal and Spain, and the fabric, as I said, in India. So it's very much about authorship and provenance and respect for all of the components that go into making the garment and giving a face and a voice to each of those people who are normally so hidden from the consumer.
She's been described by Elle Magazine as a craft revivalist, but I also know that part of that revival of craft is the focus on heritage and where these materials come from and where this artisanship comes from. Can you talk about how that informs the IOU project differently than perhaps a typical collaboration?
Absolutely. I mean, I think, first of all, she very much tells the story of the heritage and the history of Madras cotton, of its role in the currency of the economy of the country. And that in itself is quite unique, but there's beautiful imagery and storytelling around that history and around those traditions. She does also work with some other materials, which she gives equal provenance to, whether that's Harris tweed or mud silk, for example, both of which have their very own distinct heritage and histories. It's very much about giving them the authorship and the voice and the space as a vital component of it. But she's very much invested in artisanship and craftsmanship. So she's also a co-founder of a textile festival called Extant. So it's a heritage textile festival come exhibition that showcases and sells handcrafted textiles and products from around the world.
there's often this push within our modern society to take traditional craft and push them into contemporary thoughts or designs. Can you talk a little bit about how she thinks about this differently, or how this focus on provenance changes that particular conversation?
Yeah, I believe that the madras itself is quite traditional. It's done through traditional processes from traditional fabrications and fibers. There's a certain amount of creative freedom that each weaver has, which is also quite unique. It's not predetermined, here are your colors, because part of the beauty of that material culture is this differentiation and different output from different families and different locations. So there's very much a creative freedom for the weavers themselves. And it really is all about telling their stories and honoring that history and that tradition.
Really a flat hierarchy of collaboration, which is quite unique. What can companies or organizations learn from the IOU project?
Craft is often underestimated in terms of capability and scale. For example, 20 million families depend on hand weaving in India. That is an incredible scale that in Kavita's case she has utilized. So this isn't a tiny little brand that produces one-off. Yes, pieces are unique because the weavings are slightly different, the colorations are different, but within the format of madras cotton. So I think the idea of scaling craft and utilizing existing scale is quite special and quite unique, bringing livelihoods to many more people.
Very interesting. How can people find out about IOU Project and find out about those that she collaborates with and the products that she's selling?
Well, the website is, I'll spell it out, it's IOWEYOU.cc. So that's quite specific. You will find her on Twitter under the IOU Project, and there's some lovely videos actually on YouTube about her. And Extant also have a website, which is www.xtant.io.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Sass, and we look forward to having you next month.
I look forward to it too. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of News Bites in partnership with Fashion United, produced by Fashion Consort and hosted by Joshua Williams. Visit fcnewsbites.com for more information. And if you'd like to share a story or participate in News Bites, please use the contact link provided or reach out on Instagram at Fashion Consort Agency. Thank you to our guests, to Phil, aka Corinne, for their voiceover work, and Spencer Powell for our theme music.